We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do this all the time.
Wake up! Now, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning, late night talk show.
Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
Live from the Black Mothership in New York City, it's DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
It's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
Thank you, y'all. Be blessed, love. I love y'all.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
So I'm always nervous when I do the Breakfast Club because sometimes you say stuff and it's just going to get you in trouble. Everybody wake
up. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
That's right. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Good morning.
Man, what's happening? Another day to serve. How y'all feel out there? Huh?
I feel good. How you feeling,
brother? I feel blessed, black, and highly favored, man. I watched Draymond Green, you know, choke out Rudy Gobert last night.
That was crazy.
That was amazing. That reminded me of when Nino Brown stabbed Christopher Williams' character in the hand in New Jack City. Remember
why,
that?
Why is everything dark skin, light skin?
I ain't say nothing about dark skin, light skin. You brought that up. I ain't say nothing about dark skin, light skin. All I said was it reminded me of when Nino Brown stabbed Christopher Williams in the hand in New Jack City. I ain't say nothing about color.
You could have went back to the old Knicks and Detroit games.
It didn't remind me of that. It reminded me of what I told you it reminded me of.
He didn't choke him out in New Jack City. He just stabbed him
in the hand. But I just, it was just the same type of energy, you know what I'm saying? And it was so interesting to watch, because I really don't feel like he meant to choke out Rudy Gobert. I think he meant to choke out the dude that Klay Thompson was, you know, getting into a little tussle with.
He just grabbed
Rudy Gobert just jumped into the scene when Draymond was already in the midst of action. Mm. You know what I mean? Great chokehold, though. Drop on the clues bombs with Draymond Green. Y'all gonna stop acting like Draymond Green, not the GOAT. I told y'all that's one of my, probably my favorite player in the NBA. Just because of his attitude, his energy.
I wonder how long they're going to be suspended for.
Who, Draymond?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw somebody say probably until 2024, but I don't see that. Like, you can't give him, that's not a 20-plus game suspension.
Bro, he choked him and dragged him a couple of feet.
It was a fight. That's old 90s. In the 90s, that would have been nothing.
They probably,
what I'm saying.
They probably wouldn't have got ejected.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably threw him back on the court.
That's all I'm saying. In the 90s, that would have been nothing. So, you know, no need for people to overreact. You know what I mean? It was very exciting to watch, and I like it. Stand up for your players.
Mm-hmm.
Have no problem with that.
Nah, stand up for your team, me.
And the reason I say players is because, yes, team, but Draymond, Klay, and Steph have a different type of bond. Draymond not going to let nobody play with Klay or Steph.
As they shouldn't.
You know what I mean?
They shouldn't.
Draymond, we've seen what Draymond does to other newbies on the team. He'll punch you in the face if you ain't moving right.
Right.
Okay? But those three, that core, he ain't gonna let nobody play with them.
But that was kind of like when Oakley and Jordan played together, where Oakley was big brother. He made sure nobody was touching Jordan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's multiply that times 100 with Draymond, Klay, and Steph.
Of course.
They done won championships together.
Of course.
They done been in real wars together. Draymond ain't letting nobody play with Klay.
Not at all.
Drop on the clues bombs for Draymond. He ain't not letting nobody play with Klay or Steph.
Not
the rest
at
of y'all
all.
Might be on your own. You know what I mean? He might step in between something for y'all. He ain't gonna choke nobody out. Didn't he punch Jordan Poole because of Steph Curry? Or was that just a rumor?
We never knew the reason. They said allegedly that he was feeling himself in practice after signing a new contract.
And he kept messing with Steph and Klay. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
I think you're making that one up.
But either way.
All right.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Let's get the show cracking. We got front page news coming up next. Of course, Teslin Figaro. She's on that LL Cool J Rock the Bells boat. It's a cruise, right? Cruise, I don't know where they're going, but she's on that cruise.
I mean, if it's a boat, duh.
Nah, but I don't know if
it's not a flight.
But yeah, but I don't know where they're going. I don't know what islands they're hopping to, so.
I think they're in the Bahamas.
What we'll talk to next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Teslin Figaro. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez.
How's your cruise? What island are you on right now?
We're in the Bahamas. Actually, right now. Yeah, we're in Bahamas. We're supposed to go to the other part of the Bahamas today, but there's bad weather, so they said we'll just, you know, stay here for a day and hang out. We were in the Bahamas yesterday as well, so.
Okay.
Hanging out in the Bahamas.
All mm-hmm. right. Well, what's in the news? What are we talking about?
Man, they're trying to run fades in Congress, DJ Envy. So not only is it, we have some issues in the NBA, it's also happening in Congress. Yesterday during a Senate meeting, the meeting was supposed to be about standing up against corporate greed and how unions are improving the lives of working families. But things got heated between Oklahoma Republican senator and former MMA fighter Senator Mullen. He stood up and threatened to fight the labor leader Sean O'Brien, and poor Bernie Sanders, he kept trying to intervene, but wasn't nobody trying to hear any of that. Let's take a listen. Now, right before you hear this clip, this is Senator Mullen reading the comments made by Sean O'Brien. Take a listen.
Greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poll?
No, sit down.
Sorry, you're a clown.
Sit down. Okay. You're a United States Senator.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough contempt for Congress. Let's not make
like
it worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies.
You have
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Yeah. Hold it. You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right.
Make your statement.
Then let's do this, because I did challenge you and I accepted your challenge and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, acting like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me. I will say
exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
You brought.
We're not talking about. Of course,
I did. And let me show you his hearing, because I want to expose this thug to who he is. And
you're not pointing at me. That's disrespectful.
All right. I don't care about respecting you at all. I don't respect you at all.
Jesus.
So, anytime, any place.
No, that's
April,
not.
April is a charity event.
No, that's not. That's
no,
not. No,
no, it's a, he, no but, sir, he said it. April.
Grow
April
up, will you please? Grow up. Question on his. Let's not
you
be.
You said it.
Listen, man, they only human, and at some point you get tired of all the chatting, okay? And truthfully, sometimes I'm fine with the physical fighting if it's done in a contained environment. I have no problems with adults settling their issues with fisticuffs, and I'll tell you why. The sucker stuff folks be doing to each other nowadays because of social media, mm-hmm. everybody always chatting, making up rumors, saying things to hurt people digitally. If you really got mm-hmm. an issue, let's fight. Anytime, any place. Word to Michael. Word to Janet Jackson. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but nothing was going to happen there. There was no way to.
It could have.
No.
If said, Bernie would have said, go.
No.
If Bernie would have said, let's get it on.
No,
then.
They wouldn't have.
Let's go.
They would have stopped that immediately. I'm sure there's security there. They would have stopped that. They would have let them fight on the center floor.
All you
bro.
Need is 30 seconds.
They wouldn't have got to each other.
But I'm saying all they needed with each other was 15 to 30 seconds. That's all they needed. 15 to 30 seconds calms down a lot of stuff. Bip, 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 bip. May the best man win.
It wouldn't have been bit, 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 bit.
You don't know what the nah, you don't know what the people do or how they train.
It definitely would have been.
Bit. Well, Senator Mullen was he's an MMA fighter.
Exactly, so I didn't even know that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a former MMA fighter. I had no idea. I don't know. Brian might want to relax.
I had no idea. I know when somebody challenges you to a fade like that, somebody know what they're doing. So Senator Mullen was the one that challenged.
Yes,
so I knew that. I don't know nothing about that man. Did not know he was an MMA fighter, but I know if somebody challenges you like that, they know a little something.
Well, the Teamsters president wasn't back down. He said, "Stand your butt up. Let's do it right here."
No, I ain't hear that. I heard somebody.
Well, he didn't stand up.
Yeah, he didn't stand up.
The senator actually did stand up.
And after a while, I heard him saying, "Man, you need to grow up."
No, that was
that. Who?
No, that was O'Brien. That was O'Brien that said you need to grow up. Yeah, he backed down. That's why Senator Mullen said, "No, I challenged you, and then you backed down." So what's happening?
So he remembered
April 30th.
He remembered. Oh, like, oh, he know MMA. Let me sit my butt.
Yeah, let me lead this.
That's what happened.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Jesus.
Well, we have some more coming up later. There was some more elbowing going on yesterday in Congress, but we'll talk about that in the next hour.
All right, Taz. We'll see you in a little bit. Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Los from Chi-Town.
Los, what up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, I just want to say thank you to both you guys, man. Charlamagne and Envy, man. I read both y'all books.
Thank you, Los.
I got Charlamagne to sign my book in Atlanta.
Dope, dope.
The podcast festival he had.
Thank you, brother. I'm working on a third one right now.
Yo, I'm buying it. Yeah, yo, both your books did me some good with my marriage, man.
Dope.
Y'all really changed my life with those two books, man. So big word up.
Yeah, me and the wife just finished the second book. We talking about raising our kids. You know, we got six kids. One is 22. The youngest is 2. So it's real life, real family. We're just talking about, you know, different ages and how we raise our kids, brother. Well, thank you, Los. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, no problem, man. Blessed, brown, and highly favored.
There you go. All right, well, I'm black, but same to the. I respect your color. Your hue.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Tootie. What up, y'all?
Hey, Tootie. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. Oh, I just wanted to let you know that Nino did choke up Kareem Akbar and New Jack City.
Oh, he did. Yeah, exactly. He stabbed him in the hand, then he took the chain, and then he choked him. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
That crazy.
Yeah, I never liked him anyway. Tootie, never.
You absolutely right. I'm about to go make that meme right now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you like I never liked you anyway, pretty mother.
I never liked you anyway, you pretty mother.
They hate us, pretty mother effers, man. I know. Don't know why.
And then one more thing, I just wanted to get on my chest. Have y'all seen the moon in like 3 days? The moon hasn't been out. It's been dark.
You know what? You're absolutely right because I've been looking for it because you know I like to pray to Mother Moon, especially when it's full, and I haven't seen the moon.
You're
absolutely
what
right.
The heck happened to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, that was it. Y'all have a good day.
Bye too.
Yo. Okay.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God. How y'all doing, man? This is Coach Davis. Good morning.
Peace, King. How are you?
And I'm good. Yo, listen, man, you know, they say politics make strange bedfellows, right? And the way this country's going, the way you know, we handling our business in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, man, nothing like that surprises me, man, especially when we've had a president in there who was but we had two movie stars as a presidents, you know. So this country is kind of ass backwards, man. And, you know, I look at it like this. When you look at these countries like Japan and over there in Europe, how they be wilding out in their House of Representatives, downright fighting, you know what? This wouldn't shock me over here, man.
I'm
going
to be honest with you.
It's funny how Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to be honest with you. You right. But I'm going to tell you why I kind of enjoy it. Because politicians have been so robotic for so long that it's good to see them, you know, being human and talking human. Like, you don't have to be perfect to be a politician. And I think that's where, you know, we have too much expectations as citizens.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. This is Mia.
Hey, Mia, get it off your chest.
You know what? I am tired of being the mom and dad when it's two parents alive and well. I'm sick of it. For my case, I hate when people be like, why did you pick him? Why did you? No, I picked the man who took care of me my whole pregnancy, and then 5 days before I got induced, found out that he had another baby on the way.
Damn.
So I'm just tired of, we work in the same city. He has a nice house. He has a car. Damn, they're better than mine. And he can't get our set of twins. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, guess what? Minister Farrakhan once said that we treat breeding like we rolling dice in the back of a moving pickup truck. Guess who seems to have rolled craps?
Who?
What you mean, who? You know who you let shoot your club up.
Well, you know what? That was on me for sure. But 5 years later, you got to take some way. You can't just keep rolling with the punches.
I'm with you. Clearly, he ain't grown, though. Clearly, he hasn't evolved in no way, shape, or form.
Yeah, he's not. He got, I mean, it's crazy how you got hobbies on the side. You going bowling, and mama got to work. I got to get up two extra hours early to make sure they get to school and everything else.
You right.
So,
well, guess what? I'm glad that God has blessed you with the ability as a beautiful black woman to be able to do all of that, but I'm sorry that you have to.
Hello, who's this?
Could you stop hanging
up?
Yo,
what's good, Breakfast Club? It's your boy, Dingo.
Peace, Dingo.
What's up, Dingo?
Hey, what's good with y'all, man? I feel like I ain't talked to y'all forever.
Yeah, what's happening, Dingo? King?
Hey, man, I've been working, Mo, just trying to, you know, get my life together and, you know, get this brand off the ground. So, you know, I'm doing my thing, but I've been here. I'm always listening, though.
Okay, appreciate you, brother.
You feel me? Also, I wanted to shine a little bit of an express of love on the first black climbing team to climb the top of Mount Everest. They're called the Full Circle Everest Team. I don't know why y'all ain't talking about these people, but y'all need to do some research and look up the Full Circle Everest Team. They are the first black, all black climbers to reach the top of Mount Everest. And I think that is fire. We don't do stuff like that as a community, so I really think that we should show them some love, and you guys should really maybe try to have them on air, because that's amazing. I mean, you know any black people that went to the top of Mount Everest?
Never heard of that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like the last
Full Circle Everest team.
Yeah, the only time I've ever even heard a black man talking about going to the mountaintop was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., April 3rd, 1968. I've been to the mountaintop speech.
You funny. Talk to them, man. Look them up. Look up the Full Circle Everest team. Get them on the show, man. They're a bunch of dope black people, and they did something historical, man.
Full Circle Everest team?
Full Circle Everest team. Yes, sir. The Full Circle Everest team. Tell them Dingo sent you.
They,
you know
got
what
a
mean?
Documentary.
Yeah, they in there. So, you know what I'm saying? They did their thing.
Wow.
But yeah, man. I also wanted to, I don't know if y'all going to be talking about the young lady, that little video that was going kind of viral about her trying to sing on the plane. She was up there. I don't know if y'all seen that.
Yeah,
it was on yesterday.
Gospel singer Bobby.
Yeah, the little gospel. Yeah. So low key, I ain't gonna lie. I understand what she was trying to do, but there is a time and place for everything, lady. Sit your ass down and be quiet. Don't nobody want to get on no plane and hear no gospel music. My stress level is already at 2,000 when I'm on a plane. You know, last thing I want to do is hear somebody trying to sing and all that nonsense. I don't want to hear that. That's just going to make me more stressed. I need to
you know what's crazy?
Be quiet.
If you was on a plane and Sexy Red came on there and started performing, you know, one of her hit records, you might be, but the whole rest of the plane would have a ball. If somebody came on the plane singing gospel, I would hold her hand and be happy and then say a prayer and hope that we all land safe.
That's you.
You talking about
that's
Bobby
you.
Stone.
I don't want to
Bobby
hear that.
Stone.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in the
room. Shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Bobby, but I don't want to hear that. Lady, there's a time and place for everything. And obviously, you didn't want to listen to the flight attendant. He's the one that he's running that flight. So you got to listen. Just be quiet.
She was excited, you know, though, because she had just got nominated for two Grammys. Though.
That's right.
Which is cool. But, like, come on, lady. Don't nobody give a damn. I'm sorry.
Thank you, brother. Well, I mean, he got a point. I would care. I mean, I would love it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind, but I'm sure that somebody might not.
Listen, the only, like, if you're on a flight and somebody's saying, I sing for the Lord, cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If they said Allah Akbar, you'd be a little scared. You'd be a little scared. Yeah. Okay? All right? You'd be a little scared. That's all I'm saying.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up now. When we come back, we got to talk about Kim Kardashian. She was on the cover of Men's Magazine. Yeah, Men's Magazine. First time. So we'll discuss when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kim Kardashian.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. All right, now Kim Kardashian covers GQ's Men of the Year issue. Now, of course, she just launched Skims Menswear, and people are upset about it. Now, she's on the cover. It's the Tycoon of the Year. It's part of it's the 2023 Men of the Year, which covers some of the interesting and men that's been dominating the year. And Kim Kardashian, I said, is on the cover. In the cover shoot, she's wearing an oversized suit, a jacket is pinstripe, and she's licking off Cheetos off her thumb. So people don't like it so far. People are saying, what? The world lacks real men, huh? They had to put Kim K on the cover of the year? Somebody else said, this is disheartening for GQ magazine to make Kim Kardashian, which is a female, Man of the Year. Kim doesn't know what it is to be a man, that trials, the tribulations that men go through on a day-to-day basis. This is a mockery. And if you go to GQ, you'll see a bunch of comments where people are not necessarily feeling.
Oh, so they label her Man of the Year?
Well, it's the Man of the Year issue, and she's on the cover of it. So, yeah, they're labeling her Man of the Year.
Well, listen, man, if her stepdaddy can be Woman of the Year, then Kim K can be on the cover of GQ's Man of the Year. Okay? Sounds like equality to me, damn it. Stay out of them white folks' business.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, Terrence Howard, he talks about Hustle and Flow and how he only made $12,000 from that movie.
Did you have a gut feeling that this movie was going to be really transformative?
No, check this out. I made $12,000 for doing Hustle and Flow. And then on top of it, what Paramount did, instead of putting my name as Terrence Howard performing the songs,
right.
They put performed by DJ. Well, they own DJ. So guess what? The performance royalties went to Paramount. They went,
wait a minute. We're talking, they didn't go to Terrence Howard. They
went $12,000. That's all I ever made from Hustle and Flow. Everything else went right back into Paramount. So now I got to sue Paramount or send them a letter.
Are you serious?
I got to send them a letter to say, hey, you guys owe me about 20 years worth of residuals and performance royalties. But I didn't know. I was just trying to pay my rent then.
Mm. Salute to the good brother Terrence Howard. Dropping the clues bonds with Terrence Howard. Mm-hmm. Interesting conversation. I wonder how that will play out, because at the end of the day, Terrence did the business, right? So
right.
We all have taken shorts early on in our careers, but can you retroactively go back and try to get properly compensated for a contract you signed?
Well, maybe not that. I mean, the movie did make $23.5 million, but if they made money off his character performing, but that's still him, right? That's still his voice. That's still his likeness.
I know that, but you still signed the contract is what I'm saying. So can you go back and try to get properly compensated for a contract you signed? I wonder if you can retroactively do that, because you did sign...
Well,
whatever you signed,
it's still his voice, but they're saying that the character is DJ, not Terrence Howard. So they're paying DJ, but the DJ character is
Terrence Howard. How can they pay DJ if DJ don't exist?
That's his thing. DJ is the character that's getting paid that doesn't exist, so the money goes to Paramount. So Terrence Howard's like, that's me. I'm DJ. I'm the one that performed that record. I'm the one that recorded that record, so I should get the money from that record.
So Paramount is paying somebody that don't exist?
No, they're getting the royalties are paying Paramount, because Paramount sound DJ.
I get all of that.
But DJ doesn't exist.
I get all of that. But what I'm simply saying is, can you go back and get properly compensated for a contract you signed? Can you retroactively go back and say, no, the business should have been done this way, so now y'all owe me?
Not for the acting part of it, but for the musician part of it.
I'm sure he even signed off on that, though. So what are you talking about? I'm sure he signed off on that.
I don't think so.
So
that's his likeness. He performed it. He's got royalties. He did a video.
I'm sure he signed something. He just said it. He said he was just trying to pay his rent.
Well, that was for the $12,000 for acting, not for the performing. Mm. I mean, I don't think they ever.
I don't know.
That song would have got an Oscar nomination.
Is there more to this conversation than what we just?
Well, played? He also talks about him starting a new. I guess it's kind of like a service where it helps other actors out there.
Why can't we be fair to each other in the industry? Why is there this lack of equanimity? Mm-hmm. You know, so we start, my wife started a thing called MyHolly.app, and it gives an opportunity for actors or entertainers around the world to now audition on their phone. You don't have to go to Hollywood.
Right.
You don't have to go to Tokyo or Singapore or any place. You can actually stay at home, stay in school, audition, keep your day job, and accomplish your dreams.
So, Terrence, what, you're taking out the middleman, so to speak,
Complete.
Are you not?
I want to get rid of the agents. I want to get rid of the managers. Mm. I want to get rid of the unions. SAG has done nothing. So we're starting a community of international artists
okay.
that will all work together and support each other.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to hear more, Terrence. Let's have a conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And he's right. Why can't folks be fair, you know, in business? But the reality is business is not about fairness.
Right.
It's just not. And I wonder, too, should we get rid of agents, lawyers, and managers, or encourage more of us to be agents, lawyers, and managers? Because you just need people that have the best interests of the talent in these positions. Most of the time in this business, the agents, the lawyers, the managers, they've been around forever and have better relationships with the corporate executives and the companies than they do the talent. And that's the problem. You need folks who are talent first.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not about the actual relationship. I think it's how even what they did with the NBA, right? At one time, it was the NBA that controlled the players and controlled where the players went. Mm-hmm. Now the players kind of switched that. Now they could kind of control where they want to go, where they want to play, mm-hmm. where they want to end their careers, which has changed the face of the NBA.
You know what else the NBA got?
What?
A union.
Right.
So what, you know what I'm saying? So do you really want to get rid of the union?
Right.
Or do you want to have people in the union that understand that, you know,
ex-actors.
What the talent needs.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What's up, Tez?
Nothing much. What's going on, DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God?
Peace, Tez.
Now, Tez, where you want to start? There's a lot going on in the news today.
It's a lot going on. We talked a lot about it. We saw that there was some issues going on in Congress yesterday with folks telling people to stand up, stand your butt up, and calling people out for a fight. And there was also some other elbowing going on. GOP Representative Tim Burchett accuses Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him in the kidneys while he was doing an interview. Let's take a listen.
Well, I was doing an interview with Claudia from NPR. A lovely lady, and when she was asking me a question, and at that time I got elbowed in the back, and it kind of caught me off guard because it was a clean shot to the kidneys, and I turned back, and there was Kevin, and I for a minute I was kind of, what the heck just happened? And then I chased after him. Of course, he's a bully with $17 million and a security detail. You know, he's the type of guy that when you're a kid would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt.
Listen, man, it's getting a little chippy in the Senate.
It's getting very chippy.
And it should be. Do you see the condition of the country? Do you see all the issues in the world? I want people to show some fight. We tired of y'all, so I'm glad y'all tired of each other.
That's right.
Somebody gonna get hurt. Somebody really gonna get
good.
Hurt.
Good. I'm happy. Good.
Somebody gonna get hurt.
Good, man. Good.
Any more fights in the Senate you want to talk about, Tess?
Yeah. Actually, there was a fight, and it looks like this was in not literally a physical one, but you know they've been fighting over the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. So at least that was something that got accomplished yesterday. Besides people calling people to the floor and you know telling them to stand up and challenging them to a fight, despite all the drama, House Speaker Speaker Johnson did pass the bipartisan bill. The government was due to shut down on Friday, so this extends the deadline. The final vote was 336-95, with more Democrats voting for the bill than Republicans, but 90 Republicans voted against it. The bill extends all the way to January 19th, covers veteran affairs, transportation, housing and urban development, and energy departments, as well as military construction. This bill does not include supplemental aid for Israel or Ukraine. That was the big holdup on what caused the government to shut down. Last time, Republicans didn't want to continue to keep funding that. So the bill now goes to the Senate for approval, and Senate says they will support it. So good news on that end. That's one fight that I guess the American people won on that one. So but other than that, I think
no money going to Ukraine, no money going to Israel.
From this particular bill and what they're saying, what they reported, they said no. So, well, not we don't want to say not going. We're just talking about it in this right now. In this, yeah, they're still sending money over, obviously. But the issue on what would cause a shutdown last time, they wanted to attach it to this, and they didn't want it attached. So, we want to be clear. Yeah, money still is going to Israel. Money still going to Ukraine.
Just not in this bill.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Got you.
All right. Well, that is from.
You have time for one more?
Yeah, sure.
Or no? Okay. Just want to let everybody know this is positive. Gases are dropping. So next week when you're doing your Thanksgiving travel. Looks like the gas has went down. It even went down in California. It's the lowest that it's been since February. California went from, it was at 1.563 and it is now 505. They said 55 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles next week for Thanksgiving. And they said Texas went down to $2.70, Mississippi $2.80, Georgia $2.80, Louisiana $2.90, Oklahoma $2.90. So okay. Gas went down so folks can get home.
Love it.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Tez.
Absolutely.
Make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast. It's Great Shot, No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And follow at Tesla and Figaro on all social media platforms.
All right, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, he's been accused of disgusting behavior, all right?
Accused?
Yeah, accused.
I saw the video.
Oh, you seen the video?
I seen the picture.
What did you see in the video?
I saw him walking barefoot on an airplane, and he went into that airplane bathroom barefoot.
Oh my God.
That's just a different level of savagery. Okay, you scared of the COVID vaccine, but you ain't scared to walk on an airplane bathroom. You ain't scared to walk in an airplane bathroom barefoot?
That is disgusting.
Lord have mercy.
Where was his socks? Where was his shoes? So what is the question we're asking these people this morning?
Who does that?
Okay. 800
who does
585-1051. RFK Jr. Was in first class. He walked to the bathroom. He was on American Airlines flight to Dallas. And he's barefoot, like barefoot.
You know what's funny? As soon as I said, who does that? Who walks on an airplane bathroom barefoot? As soon as I said, who does that? I just collectively heard a bunch of people say, white people. White people.
Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about RFK Jr. Now, there's pictures of him floating around where he's walking to the bathroom on a plane barefoot.
Disgusting. First of all, it's disgusting to be barefoot on a plane, period. But to go in a bathroom, my God.
Where people urinate on the floor, they miss the toilet.
Oh, my God. You can't tell me nothing about conspiracies and COVID vaccine conspiracies and how scared you are, stuff like that. If you are willing to be barefoot on an airplane and in the airplane bathroom, you ain't afraid of nothing. You might not even fear God.
Damn. Let's go to the phone line, because we're asking, who does that? We got Brandy on the line.
Now,
Brandy,
white people.
You used to be a flight attendant, Brandy?
Yes, and as soon as you said that, Charlamagne, brother, you're right. White people and their children.
Why don't y'all have a policy that y'all can't be barefoot on the planes?
Because we can't tell people what their hygiene should be. I mean, when they go back there, we're like, you know that's not water on the floor, right? And they're like, oh, that's fine. I'm like, how is that fine? Okay, cool. They send their children back there. I've seen them put their shoes on tray tables. I've seen a girl put her drink in her shoe, called it a cup holder, on the tray table. I've seen them put their feet. It, white people.
I got to start wiping down my seats for real now.
Man. All right. Thank you.
No, legit.
Yeah, I got to wipe my seats down, too. Oh, I ain't going to lie. Slow down. I got comfortable with COVID. I stopped wiping my seats down.
I ain't worried about COVID. Now I'm worried about white people's feet.
Shut up. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Aisha calling from New Jersey.
Aisha from New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, DJ MB, Charlamagne, and Quay.
So
how y'all doing today?
So blessed, black, and highly favored.
So we're asking, who does that? Who walks around airports and airplanes?
Y'all know white people are savages, and it's really about to show, because Thanksgiving is here, and you're going to be able to tell in the way that they cook. Okay?
Damn.
Y'all know white people are savages, and you can't even trust them like that when they do stuff like that.
Wait, why can't you trust them? Yeah. Tell me why you can't trust them like that.
Who walks around with no shoes on in the airport?
Yeah,
like, if he's doing that, I'm sure he'll walk around in the Penn Station like that, too.
You ain't lying,
bro. White people is savages. Dang. And for that, you can't trust them. But I'm sorry, I love my white people, but y'all be doing some savagery, so.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
Listen, we need some of our white listeners to call in and defend your people, all right? Okay? Because y'all all can't be walking around the airport barefoot, walking on airplanes barefoot, going in the airplane bathroom barefoot. There have to be some white people that think this is disgusting, too, right?
Jeremy!
What's going on, man?
Jeremy, what's up, man?
Hello, Jeremy. Hello? Something wrong with Jeremy's phone.
Damn, Jeremy. All right. Well, Jeremy said that he was on a flight from Miami and a black woman was on a flight barefoot.
Lord have mercy. See, I would have to say something. I have to be like, Queen, you know better than this.
you can't be doing
this. Queen, you can't be doing this, Queen. Do you know what's on these floors?
Mm-mm-mm. Hello, who's this?
This is James.
Hey, James. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Y'all all right?
Yeah, we good.
Yes,
we good.
Sir.
We asking, you know, we talking about RFK Jr. He was walking around a plane barefoot. We were asking, who does that?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been on a plane before, man. I only seen one people do that before, man. That was white folks, man.
You act like you saying something that don't nobody already know. We know this already. We just want to hear y'all say it.
Charlamagne, come on, Charlamagne. Charlamagne, we already know. Indians, too, now.
For real?
Indians, too. You know, they like to walk around barefooted, too, on the low.
What's that on the low?
You can't be low. You're not on the low if you're barefoot on an airplane, man. Sound like you're calling from the Chuck. You calling from the Chuck.
You know how low these niggas are.
You calling from Charleston?
I'm calling from Ridgeland, South Carolina, Jasper County.
Okay, I hear some Geechee in you. That's why I said that, brother.
Yeah, we're down about 30 minutes from Savannah.
Yes, sir. Salute to you, man. Salute to everybody in South Carolina, too. If you're in Mount's Corner this weekend, I have my 10th annual turkey giveaway from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. At the Berkeley High School student parking lot, 406 West Main Street, Mount's Corner, South Carolina. Come and get a turkey and make sure you're wearing shoes.
All right, 800-585-1051. RFK Jr. Was walking around a plane. There's pictures of him floating around while he's walking around a plane barefoot. And we just asking, who does that?
But he's scared of the COVID vaccine. God damn.
All right, let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this picture floating around of RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., walking around a plane barefoot. And we're just asking, who does this? Now, if you don't know much about RFK Jr., he's against the COVID vaccine. Am I correct?
He's what some people would call an anti-vaxxer.
Okay.
Yes, but he has reasons for it. But I'm not about to sit here and explain what his reasoning is.
Right. But we have Shalice on the phone. Shalice, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you don't have a problem with it.
I do not. What's the problem? When you're tired because you're some type of public figure, you can't be tired and be barefoot?
No, you cannot be barefoot on a nasty-ass plane,
man. It has nothing to be a public figure. It's just germs.
Would you walk into a gas station bathroom barefoot?
I wouldn't, but, I mean, he's a person.
That's disgusting, man. We have to go. Come on now.
Have you ever been in an airplane bathroom, ma'am, and seen all the urine on the floor? That's not water on the floor.
But I wouldn't step on it, and I wouldn't be barefooted. But he's a person. So, shit happens.
And you can be a nasty person. You can be a disgusting person. You can be a person that has terrible
hygiene. Jeremy, you back?
I'm back.
All right, now talk to us, Jeremy.
All right, so I'm on a flight from Miami, right? A Delta flight going from Miami to New York. And I'm sitting next to this cute Megan Good look, basically just look like, right? And she's cool, she's vibing, she's chatting, stuff like that. And, you know, I'm thinking everything's so cool. And then I see her get up barefoot and walk to the bathroom, not once, but twice, right? And I was like, right there in that moment, I knew, I was like, nah, there's no way. She didn't wipe her feet off, nothing. She just she came back, put her high heels back on. And I was like, ah, that's nasty.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
Jesus All right. Christ.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Shouldn't somebody say something? You know how when you walk into a gas station, they say no shoes, no shirt, no service? Why is that not like that on the plane?
Well, the plane, a lot of people take off their shoes because, you know, they just want to relax.
I have no problem with you taking off your shoes. I'm fine with that. But barefoot? Come on, bro.
You know, some people, they wear their flip-flops when they go on a plane. They wear their Crocs. They wear those.
I'm fine with that. I actually keep slides with me because I, too, take off my shoes on the plane. But if I'm going to the bathroom, I'm either going to put my shoes on. And if I don't have my slides, I'm going to put my shoes on. Mm-hmm. If I got my slides, I'm going to wear my slides in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You don't go barefoot in the bathroom of an airplane? Come on, man.
That's pretty disgusting.
Like, what cave did you climb out of?
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Dayon from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, what's up, brother? We talking about RFK Jr. He was on a plane barefoot, and we were just asking, who does that, bro?
White folk.
We already know.
That's all you got, which is white folk.
Thank you for your service.
That's all he wanted to say, white folks. All right, well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is stop being freaking disgusting. Stop being nasty, okay? We wonder why all of these new diseases and everything is popping up. It's because y'all walking around barefoot on airplanes, okay? It's because y'all, I know, if you go into an airplane bathroom with no shoes on, you ain't washing hands. You ain't washing hands. Mm-mm. I know you ain't washing hands. Just nasty for no reason.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about the time where Whitney Houston called this celebrity out for trying to F her husband. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening out there? Listen, I want to salute to Amazon, man. Dropping the cruise bombs for Amazon. You know, every year, Breakfast Club, we do our change for change. And that's when we started it, we were raising money for different organizations. So we did like the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. We did
for HBCUs.
Brandon Marshall's Mental Health Organization.
Mental Health. Yep.
We did the Gathering for Justice organization 1 year. Rest in peace to Harry Belafonte.
Yep.
So, you know, we've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars for these different organizations. But this year, man, we had some backing, some corporate sponsorship from Amazon. So if you've been listening, you know that people have been sending in their holiday wish list.
Correct.
And Amazon has been fulfilling their holiday wish list. Like, you know, we would read the stories, you know, pick the stories, and Amazon would take care of them. And yesterday we had all of those individuals come here.
Some of the individuals, yeah.
A large amount of them came here to the iHeart Studios in New York, and we had a great conversation with Swiss Beatz and his son, Nasir, and everybody in the audience, because of Amazon, not only got their holiday wish lists granted, they got $1,000.
Right.
And then, to our surprise, Amazon, because everybody was allowed to bring one person.
One guest.
Amazon gave
the guest $1,000.
$1,000.
That's right.
So drop one of Clues Bombs for Amazon.
Yeah, that was dope.
Thank you.
Salute to Amazon.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Appreciate you so much.
Yeah, and this weekend, you doing something out in South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. I do my 10th annual turkey giveaway in South Carolina. It's that time of year.
That's right.
You know, so it'll be at Berkeley High School in the student parking lot from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And, you know, we always do a drive-through. Ever since COVID, we've been making it a drive-through. So all you got to do is pull up, and my good folks at Third Eye Awareness will take care of you.
That's right.
They'll put the birds in your trunk.
Okay.
The kind of birds you want in your trunk. Not the birds in your trunk that you know are illegal.
Correct.
You know,
the legal turkeys. Birds in the trunk.
Legal birds.
There you go.
Even though the price of them is probably the price of a brick because of inflation.
That's right.
Nowadays. But yeah, Berkeley High School, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, this Saturday, my 10th annual turkey giveaway from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. See you there.
That's right. All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to tell you about Whitney Houston. She screamed at another celebrity right now and said, "You trying to F my husband?" We'll tell you about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tupac Shakur.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I am gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Right. Now, Tupac Shakur could win his first Grammy almost 30 years after his death. You know, he died in 1996, but he received a nod for that five-part docuseries, Dear Mama. And they said if that wins, he could possibly get a Grammy.
Hey, man, better late than never. You know, it would validate the Grammys to have Tupac as a Grammy winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you have one of the most prolific artists of all time, you know, a figure that is beloved all around the world, has never gotten a Grammy? Have you ever even been nominated? Is this his first nomination?
I'm not sure.
Well, Grammys, y'all can validate yourselves by awarding Tupac Shakur.
Now, it's currently streaming on Hulu, The Dear Mama. Now, the nomination,
great
of course,
doc, by the way.
It's in the headlines right now, as well as his murder case is back in the headlines right now, so... yeah, I want Tupac to win a Grammy. I mean, Nas won a Grammy for the first time, last year? Yep. That was his first Grammy?
That helped to validate the Grammys as well. You know?
All right, now we got to talk Whitney Houston. Now, Whitney Houston got into it with Sharon Osbourne, but not really got into it, but she checked her, for no reason. So let's listen.
I was hosting the Divas for VH1. Whitney was up on stage doing her sound check, and her little girl came up and sat next to me. And then suddenly her dad came and sat the other side of me, Bobby. And Whitney's up there singing, and then she stops singing and she goes, "Mrs. Osbourne, are you trying to fuck my husband?" And I'm like, no, you don't understand. No, I wasn't. She goes, "Let me see that ring." And she looks at the ring. I said, "I'd love you to have it." I gave her the ring, threw it at her. I said, "I promise you, I'm not interested in your husband. I'm married." And then she goes, "All right, then." Then after that, we'd see each other, and she was just, you know, very nice lady.
Sharon should have told Whitney, Whitney, ain't nobody humping around with Bobby.
Yeah, right. Okay. She didn't want that smoke with Whitney.
Oh, Whitney will wash Sharon Osbourne.
And that's what I said. Oh, she did not want that smoke with Whitney.
Easy call. Easy call.
But Whitney got
Kelly
a ring.
Kelly might have jumped in, but Whitney, easy call.
Yeah. We see easy she got call. A ring out of it, though. A diamond ring out of it.
You think she kept it?
Yeah, Whitney kept it. She didn't say she gave it back. She said she kept it. I gave her a ring. Yeah, take it.
Well, where the ring at now? How you going to give me my. Huh? You gonna give me your wedding ring as a sign?
She said it was a wedding ring. She said it was a ring.
Oh, just a ring?
We don't know what ring it was.
Damn. She must have really been scared. Like, all the jersey must have came out of Whitney to shake her down like that. Yes. I feel like she was getting robbed. Here, take whatever you want.
Take me what else. You want. I got something in my pocket. Take this, too. Now, Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp, they were talking about some strange things that Chad Ochocinco did before his games.
Hey, Trey Porter just asked.
Yeah.
He said, Ocho, is it really true you took Viagra during games?
Yeah, half a pill. That's all you need. Half a pill.
Why you try to bat on the full field with wood like that?
Listen, we know what it does. Now, it's an enhanced.
You're going up under your tongue by 30, 45 minutes?
Yeah. But listen to me. It's an enhancement with the increasing blood flow to improve performance horizontally. Depending on how you do it. I don't know what you do at home, but to improve.
Yeah.
But if you take a half a pill and take it before a game with a little bit of Red Bull, it increases the blood flow, which enhanced turns into almost an added performance enhancer.
So you got a boost with that energy drink and the blood flowing. Bingo.
Okay. That's what podcasts are made for. Conversations just like that. Conversations Jesus. You didn't know you needed, didn't know you wanted, wasn't even expecting to hear. Okay? But it makes a lot of sense when you hear it logically, right? But more importantly, when is somebody going to pay Shannon Sharp to narrate a porno? Wouldn't you like to hear that? Like, yeah, he said, why are you trying to be out there on that field with that wood like that? Like, why? Somebody needs to pay Shannon Sharp to narrate a porno. That would be hilarious. You hear me?
That got to be uncomfortable and awkward, right? Because when you take a Viagra, you're going to stand up, right? The wood's going to stand up.
I don't know. I haven't had to take Viagra.
Then you're running around the field for, what, 3 hours with your wood standing up?
But you got a cup on.
That makes it even worse.
Nah, I'm sure you can tuck or something. I don't know. I would have to dig deeper into that conversation. I'd have to know a little bit more.
You running around, players smacking you in your butt. You don't know why. I don't know.
See, nobody's thinking about that. Nobody was thinking about that.
Nope.
Nobody was thinking about that. Except for you.
Oh, all right. Well,
I would like to hear more, though. But it makes sense. It makes sense because it gets your blood flowing, right?
Yeah, but you don't want your blood flowing there in the game. Because you know how sometimes your blood flows, right, when your wood gets whatever.
I mean, clearly it worked for Ochocinco. He was a great wide receiver.
Yeah, but sometimes you think about it.
You want him to be a tight end?
Sometimes you think about it like, you know, if your wood is erect, sometimes it's awkward in awkward places.
It would be more awkward if you was a quarterback. If you was a quarterback and you was behind the center, you know what I'm saying, and that Viagra kick in and that Woody is sticking out and you got your hands down with the Woody while the man is bent over in front of you, be way more
69,
awkward.
69.
No, the play would be murder him. Kill him. Murder, kill. That would be
goodness gracious. Poor center. All right, and that is your rumor report.
I am totally against it.
Jesus. All right. Oh, man. Donkey today. Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
Man, 4 after the hour, we need that dude, Sean O'Brien, who's the president of the team, to come to the front of the congregation. Don't be ducking no fades now, Sean. We'll discuss.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a Black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
First of all, I want to just drop on the clues bombs with Draymond Green this morning. Okay, say a prayer for all our canary yellow colored comrades this morning. Okay, it's a rough time for y'all.
Shut up.
Donkey today for Wednesday, November 15th, goes to Teamsters President Sean O'Brien. Now, yesterday, there was a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and folks wanted to smoke. Oh, they was knucking and bucking and ready to fight. See, Sean O'Brien had been thumb-thugging, broadband-banging, cyber-cripping Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. Let me read you some of the tweets Sean O'Brien sent to Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He said, you should get your facts straight because every time you speak in these hearings, you're full of sandwiches. That's a BET edit. You ever watch BET and they be editing curse words? They don't care what folks say in the edit. They be like, man, suck my carburetor, kiss my credit card. I'll beat your American Express, all BET edits. What I'm trying to say is the more you run your mouth, the more you show the American public what a moron you are. That was actual tweet. That's what he said, okay? Sean O'Brien said that to Senator Mullen. He said, the more you show the American public, the more you run your mouth, the more you show the American public what a moron you are. A few days after that, Sean O'Brien tweeted Senator Mullen and said, in reality, you just a clown and fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me any place, anytime, cowboy. Now, Mullen replied back on Twitter, an attention-seeking union Teamster boss is trying to be punchy after our Senate hearing. Okay, I accept your challenge. MMA fight for charity of our choice, September 30th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll give you 3 days to accept. Well, the difference between Senator Mullen and Sean O'Brien is, unlike 99% of social media, they fall into the 1% of people who actually have to run into each other. Okay? And that's exactly what happened in this hearing. See, you gotta watch your mouth. Sometimes you gotta put respect on your job because you don't know who you're talking to or what they about. Senator Mullen is an ex-MMA fighter. So when you challenge an ex-MMA fighter to a fight or act tough, they have no problem turning whatever room y'all are in into an octagon. Can we hear what happened in this Senate meeting, please, so y'all can see why Sean O'Brien is getting the biggest hee-haw?
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution? Every poll.
No, sit down. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States Senator.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not make
like
it worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies. I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Yeah. Hold it.
Go tell me to grow up. Don't tell me to grow up after you spent days on social media taunting me, acting like you wanted to fight. Then when I see you and ask you what's happening, now you want to duck the fade and tell me to grow up. No, I asked you if you want to do it. You told me you wanted to do it. I told you stand your butt up. You told me stand my butt up. Well, bottoms up then. Okay, bottoms up. All right, I want to fight. You told me grow up because you remembered in that moment. Wait a minute. This man is a mixed martial artist. See, your senses kicked in, right? See, you forgot who I was because you're so focused on who I am now. You thought you could just punk me and talk to me crazy on social media because I'm a senator. And you think because I'm a senator, I won't beat your mother-hugging accelerator. That was another BET edit. Listen, man, okay, I love this because at the end of the day, politicians are humans just like us. And this whole notion of a perfect politician and they have to do everything right, that's not real. Okay, that went out the window with Trump. So I like to see them being human and wanting to put hands on someone who's been talking crazy to them on social media. And Sean O'Brien is just like most people on social media. They have so much to say, but when they confront it, they fold and hope someone intervenes. Oh, you were so happy Bernie Sanders was there. Okay, I need to grow up, but you the one who was talking filthy to me on X. Like, I can't put you in a crippler crossface and make you tap out. Okay, I also don't have any problem with folks settling their differences with fists in a controlled environment. Sometimes that's all it takes. Let me get a 30-second squabble, cuz. All right, that's it. Because nowadays we live in this era where people spend so much time trying to assassinate your character online. What did the great black philosopher T.I. once say on What's Up, What's Happening? How about we stay up all night on the blog sites, spread vicious lies and nasty rumors we could all write? Yes. Or we could just fight. Don't tell me fighting is immature when we pay to watch grown men do it for a living. If it's sanctioned in a controlled environment, okay, I personally believe if we, you know, have more sanctioned, controlled environment squabbles for adults, it would stop a lot of BS. I personally believe if we start treating life like hockey, where we let adults settle their differences with some hands, I personally believe a lot would change. Folks would watch their mouth. I really, 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 truly believe that. Please give Teamster President Sean O'Brien the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
You shouldn't respect any thumb thugs. Okay, if you're so tough, I want to see it. Mm-hmm. And if and when we see each other and you don't keep that same energy, you can't speak on me ever again. That should be the rules. But there are no more rules, clearly.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Mm-hmm. Shout out to BET. Peace, BET. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. Now, obviously, it seemed like he realized the senator was an MMA fighter before.
It clicked in. Something clicked. He was like, whoa, wait a minute.
He didn't want that smoke. Mm-mm. He figured it out immediately. Like, nah, that's not the smoke I want.
And he didn't think the senator would challenge him right then, right there, on the floor in a hearing.
Correct.
He wasn't expecting that.
No. Was it?
He was like, you know what? As long as we in this hearing and, you know, we hear, nothing can go down. No. What's up?
Let's do it right now.
What's up?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Bottoms up.
Let's open up the phone lines. Let's be honest this morning. 800-585-1051.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to duck a fade?
Mm.
Maybe you knew you were outnumbered, you know, outsized.
Well, that's not ducking a fade. If you're outnumbered, that's not ducking a fade. That's just being smart. Okay? I've done that. I've skedaddled. Okay? Y'all seen the video. I've skedaddled.
I mean, that was smart. But, I mean, sometimes ducking a fade is smart.
No. Ducking a fade is when one person, you talking tough to one person, mm-hmm. and now that one person has approached you, now you humming and humming, and, you know, your whole life sound like a BET.
You ever ducked a fade?
No. Mm-mm. I should've. Because he beat my ass. Boy, he beat my ass.
Which one was that?
I wrote about it in my book.
Which one? Was that your neighbor?
No, that wasn't my neighbor. I read, that's just for the, if you ever read Black Privilege, the first scene in the book, I should've mm-hmm. ducked that fade. I should've came up with all kind of BETs.
We'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Have you ever had to duck a fade? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about ducking a fade. Have you ever had to duck a fade? Now, this comes from Charlamagne's Donkey today.
Yes, man. We were talking about Teamster President Sean O'Brien, who got into a fight, well, a verbal altercation with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen over Twitter. And so when Senator Mark Wayne Mullen saw him at a Senate hearing, he wanted to see what was up. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to see if Sean O'Brien was keeping that same energy. And clearly he wasn't.
Mm. So the question is, 800-585-1051, have you ever had to duck a fade? Charlamagne.
I've never had to duck a fade. I should have ducked fades. You know what I'm saying? Because I got my ass kicked.
Which one? What time? You got
I
your
can't
ass
remember.
Kicked?
I don't want to say his real name, but he's in prison. But I had a fake name for him in my book Black Privilege. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a fade I should have ducked because he beat the hell out of me. He beat my ass. Like, yeah. That was the worst ass whipping I ever got in my life.
Damn. Okay. What did you do to him?
Same thing I've been doing to people all my life, running my damn mouth. That's all, running my mouth. And by the way, you know what's so crazy that you say that? I literally told a young lady that he thinks he's hard. When I was talking about that individual, I was like, oh, he think he hard.
Oh, he showed you, huh?
Oh, my God. She must have told him that. He's the toughest thing I know. Okay.
Well, can you get me what prison he's at? I'm going to write him a letter.
I don't know what prison he's in.
I'm going to write him a letter.
I know he beat my ass. And what's so crazy is, he swung at me, and I swung at him, and that was all she wrote.
You don't remember anything else?
Scoop, slam, and then it was like 20 punches to the face.
Damn.
My whole was swollen up.
You look like Martin in that episode.
Worse.
Damn.
Guaranteed worse. And it was just half, it was just one side of my face. He ain't even have no balance with it. He ain't even try to work on the whole face. He just did one side. Damn. It was just like one side of my face. So yes, that is a fade I should have ducked. But more importantly, I shouldn't have been running my mouth.
Was he light-skinned? Okay?
No, he wasn't light skinned. I never took no L to no light skinned person.
Damn.
Ever.
Damn.
Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert, Nino Brown, Kareem, pretty nigga from the bank. Mm. All right?
I ducked one fade. This is when I was, I had to be maybe middle school or high school. Neighbor of mine. At that time, my pop was 120 pounds soaking wet. And he was a little bigger than me, a neighbor. We was playing basketball. And it always starts off with some stupid ish, right? It was basketball. He fouled me too hard. He said, what you gonna do? So I looked at him right then and there.
He said, stand your butt up. And he said, stand your butt up. And then y'all both said, bottoms up.
No, you know what I did? I picked up some dirt and I threw it at him. And I just took off running. I just remember, and he was a little overweight. I just remember him chasing me for blocks.
That is the most beige thing I ever heard in my life. I picked up some dirt and threw it at him. Who the hell are you supposed to be? Gold dust?
Yeah, I threw it right in his face and I just started running.
This guy said he picked up some dirt and threw it at him.
And I ducked the fade for the whole summer.
As you should have.
Yep. Yep. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. JR.
Yo, top of the top, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going Peace on, King.
Brother? I can't complain, man. It's a good day, man. I finally got through to y'all, man.
Now we asking, have you ever ducked a fade?
Never did. You can't. Growing up in East New York, man, you can't duck no fade. As soon as you do, Everybody's after you. They're going to start talking about you. You the softest person in the hut. You can't duck no face, man. You got to stand your ground.
Yeah, you labeled a coward.
Yeah, unless it's an MMA fighter. Then you label a smart.
Not even so, man. Even so, if it's an MMA fighter, don't matter who it is, you got to stand your ground. Because as soon as you run or hide, that's the rap for you.
Okay.
Especially if you were talking crazy.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, NBA Troy, man? I just tell you.
Hey, what's up, Troy? You ever had a duck a fade, Troy?
Man, hell yeah, duck a fade. I mean, my bang pulled the curtain around your butt. Yeah, I had it. One time I was in a light club, and a guy was kind of like picking on me because I'm light skinned, man. So girls like me in a sense. So I guess he tried to pick on me and water case. So I swung on him. But then when I swung on them, they put us out the club. Well, they put us out the club in different doors. But when we came outside, he was like with seven guys. And I was just by myself. So I was like, man, I got to get up out of there, man. Like, oh, ain't no way I'm about to fight seven guys, man. It's no way.
That was a smart duck.
Yeah, that wasn't a duck. I don't call that ducking a fade. I call that being smart. If you about to get jumped, you got to get up out of there. Trust me, I know. All you got to do is Google Charlamagne the God, can't I get a drop? All right? I assessed that situation. I saw it was 4 to 5 people. I got up out of Dodge.
Hello, who's this?
This is David.
Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning.
You ever had the duck of fade, David?
Man, hell yeah, I had the duck of fade one time. I remember the day that it happened. Should I tell you?
Yes. That's the whole point.
Man, all right. So I was a sophomore in high school. We was in the Spanish class, and there was this girl, Lindsay. And she just talking and talking and talking so loud, and she was trying to get everybody quiet. And she just keeps talking, and I'm like, man, be quiet. So they keep talking, and then I said it louder. I was like, man, you need to be quiet. You acting like a sophomore. I spell sophomore out. So I'm thinking, everybody laughing at her, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm the class clown. I got it. All right. So then after class, she comes up to me, and she's like, my boyfriend wants to talk to you. I'm like, what? So her boyfriend went to South Woods, which is like probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes from us. And he was like a junior or a senior. So I was like, what, man? And then he's like, nah, you want to talk to my girl, stupid. I'm going to get on you. I was like, wait, what? Hold on. Wait a minute. I was just talking to your girl. I was just being funny. So he's like, no. I'm going to bring me in the football team. I'm like, damn. You in the football team?
Damn.
So I tried to call my older brother who was stationed in San Antonio. And, oh, man, he was like, I can't drive all the way out there. He would have to have made a two-hour drive.
Bro, you'd have been beat up by him.
I would have.
How long you been playing the fight? If it took him 2 hours.
I told him, I was like, man, I ain't finna fight over no girl. That was my best excuse. I ain't finna fight over no girl. Oh, man, when I tell you, I was embarrassed.
Well, that's why everybody got to watch their mouth.
That's right.
Watch your mouth, respect your jaw, because a lot of this stuff that y'all be talking crazy about, you not willing to catch a fade over, so cut it out.
800-585-1051. Have you ever had the duck a fade? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about, have you ever had to duck a fade? Now, this conversation comes from Charlamagne's Donkey Today.
Yes, man. Sean O'Brien, who is the president of the Teamsters, had been tweeting Senator Mark... let me make sure I'm getting his name right. Yeah, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, crazy on Twitter. So when Senator Mullen saw Sean O'Brien at the hearing, he said, what's up? What's cracking? Mm-hmm. And of course, Sean O'Brien didn't really want to do nothing.
So we're asking, have you ever had to duck a fade? That is the question. Hello, who's this?
BB.
Hey, BB.
Hey.
Have you ever had to duck a fade?
Hell no. I ain't never had to duck no fade. 32 years in my life of living, I've never... had to duck a fade. I might spare a couple of people because of the time and the place, but I never, like, duck no fade from nobody.
Jesus.
You said you might do what for a couple of people?
I said I might have to spare a couple of people.
Oh, got you.
The place where we at, like, say we in a place where, you know, we can't do a lot of fighting, I might spare you. I might, you know, okay, I'm going to catch you another time, but I've never, like, had to, like, butt no fight.
You from Florida or the Bronx?
I'm from Florida.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Mama. She's still ready to fight now. I don't know.
Right now, you can hear it in her voice. Yeah, you can hear it in her voice. Whoever she was like, I dare somebody to say I'm lying. I dare somebody to say that I ducked the fade.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Bailey. Good morning.
Hey, Bailey. Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. All right. We're talking about, have you ever had the duck of fate?
Absolutely not. I will go looking for your fade that you call.
And I have no problem with that.
No problem at all. And then most of the time, they're all bark or they're too big to have perfusion through their muscles to keep up.
What the hell did you just say?
What the hell? Perfusion. It's like the oxygen sent to your muscles and tissues. You get tired fast.
Okay, I mean, okay. Wait. What do you do for a living, man? For you just to know that off the top of your head, like, what do you do?
I'm a step-down ICU nurse.
Oh, okay. So you know where to hit somebody and really, like...
Put them out.
Yeah, lower their blood pressure.
Oh, I will kill your liver. Especially in the grocery store. Don't let me catch you in the grocery store. I will throw a can of green beans at you.
You've thought about this or done it.
Definitely.
Oh, I've definitely done it. People will post their location and I will look flawless and beat you up at the same time. Just a quick one-two.
You got to tell me a story. Tell me one of your greatest hits.
All right, greatest hits. My best friend from sixth grade, we were like 22, and her little boo thing wasn't her boo thing and was my boo thing. And she just happened to follow us to Walmart and caught me in the green bean aisle. And I was boxing at the time when I was in nursing school. And she had like five friends and some mace. And I told her, I said, run up then. And she definitely ran up and then hit the floor.
So you stole her man and then beat her up?
I didn't steal her man. He flocked to me.
He did what?
He flocked to you. He came over.
So where did the green beans come into play?
There was an aisle, a green bean aisle.
Yeah, it was in the green bean aisle. And she hit the floor, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm bleeding. And I told her, I was like, yeah, you are. And I just picked up a can of green beans and bonked it on her head.
I can tell she's white, right? It was an asparagus aisle, the green bean aisle, the kale aisle.
Yeah, next to the glories, yeah.
See? Hey, listen, anybody can get it in the grocery store. You let them know, I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, hogs, dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Tis the season, yes, sir.
Tis the damn season. All season's right. Beatings. Season's beatings. Season's beatings.
Thank you, Bailey.
She got me hyped now. I want to choke a light-skinned person out like Draymond did last night. She got me hyped now. Season's beatings. Envy, you better get out of here before I come from behind you right now.
Let's do this. You want to choke me out right now?
Ooh, if you want to take something
out the news, I'm going to take something out the news, too.
What?
Yes. You want a Draymond Green me? All right, I'm a Ocho Cinco. I'm going to take half of Viagra. Come on. Choke me out now.
No, I'm good.
What?
No, I'm a
duck. You about to do this and about to do that. Do it now.
Yeah, I'm going to duck this fate. I'm cool on this. You talking crazy. You turn this into some Coke can in the shower stuff. You know what I'm saying? Boosie would be so disappointed.
What's the rumor? What's the whatever?
What's the what?
What's the whatever?
What's the moral of the story?
You got me excited now. What's the moral?
I don't know. Watch your mouth. That's the moral of the story. Watch your mouth, because there's always somebody out here willing to put something in it. Envy.
So you go too far. All right, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Andre 3000. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. I got to talk comedian Rip Michaels.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. Now, salute to Rip Michaels. If you follow any of the blog sites, yesterday it was reported that he was in the hospital. Now, Rip Michaels is a comedian. You've probably seen him on Wildin' Out. He's even had his own show. He does a lot with Nick Cannon. And it's really, really sad. He had a heart attack.
Damn.
And now he was telling me that his heart function is at 17%.
Man.
And his lungs and kidneys were both failing because of the blood clots on them. He's in stable condition right now. And he was moved from ICU to the CCU team. So salute to Rip Michaels. You know, he does all those concerts. He actually started the Wildin' Out tour that everybody goes on now. So I just want to salute to Rip Michaels out there.
Salute to my guy, Rip Michaels, man. And this is why we're so big on telling y'all to go get your hearts checked.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we be, saluting Dr. Puma.
Yes.
I told y'all back in December, I started going to get every single cardiovascular test I could. I did the EKG. Mm-hmm. I did, the stress test. I did everything. You name it, I did it. But then I met my man, Dr. Puma, from Soren Medical, and I did the Soren CT scan. And the reason I love the Soren CT scan so much is because it literally shows you everything. Any of those mm-hmm. clots, those blockages, any of that, they can, see and identify right away. And, you can go get the help you need, man. So, I wish brothers like Rip had caught it earlier.
Yeah.
But that's why we're so big on, talking about that, because we want y'all to go out there and catch it early.
Yeah. So salute again to Rip Michaels, and, pray for him, send him some comments, or, send him a DM, text him if you can, because any positive energy right now will be well received. So salute to Rip Michaels. I told him I'm going to come see him this weekend. Now, we got to jump to Andre 3000. Now, yesterday we reported that Andre 3000 is releasing a new album, New Blue Sun. It's not what you think. It's not a rap album, but he discusses the type of album it's going to be.
Well, the first song, the title is, I swear, I really wanted to make a rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me this time. I don't want to troll people. I don't want people to think, oh, this Andre 3000 album is coming, and you play it and like, oh, man, ain't no verses. So even actually on the packaging, you'll see it. It says, warning, no bars. So it's kind of like it's letting you know what it is off the top.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I love rap music because it was a part of my youth. So I would love to be out here rapping with everybody rapping, because it's almost like fun to be on the playground. playing. Like, I would love to be out here playing with everybody, but it's like, it's just not happening for me. So this is the realest thing that's coming right now. Not to say that I would never do it again, but it's, those are not the things that are coming right now.
Listen, he absolutely, man. Here's the thing about Andre 3000. Like I said yesterday, Andre 3000 has given us everything, so he owes us nothing. So I don't need Andre 3000 to give me a rappity rap album. I want to hear whatever artistic, whatever artistic thing that Andre 3000 has done, I want to experience it.
But he also talks about how he made this album.
I would have never met the people that were really important to what I'm doing now if I wouldn't have moved to Venice. But the way we recorded, and I think it's important to know, when I say it transcended me, it took me to different places to play. Like, we don't sit around and say, okay, well, we're going to play these chords, or because I don't know chords. I don't know keys. I don't know notes. I've always produced in that way, just kind of doing it. And so in this situation, we have the engineer set up and we just press record and find ourselves and listen to each other. So everything you're hearing on New Blue Sun was spontaneous, like, compositions. We made it up on the spot. I'm learning the melodies as I'm going along. So,
okay. Man. Salute to Andre 3000. And I'm going to tell y'all something. For all of y'all who think Andre 3000 ain't rapping, all you got to do is go listen to Scientists and Engineers off Killer Mike's classic album, Michael, which is nominated for a Grammy this year. And that song, Scientists and Engineers, is nominated for, like, Rap Song of the Year or something like that. Andre gave Mike that song.
That was his song?
Yeah. Andre gave Mike that song. It had a verse and the beat and everything. He gave Mike that record. And I'm going to tell y'all something else.
What?
And I think I can speak on this because I've already heard Mike speak on this publicly. Killer Mike has a record with Andre 3000 that is about 16, 17 minutes long.
Right.
Well, Andre 3000 is rapping for like 8.5 minutes.
Really?
I'm telling you right now, it is one of the best records I ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Not just records. Just one of the best pure records, rap songs, songs, whatever, I've ever heard in my life. Mike is rapping for like 8 minutes. Andre 3000 is rapping for like 8 minutes. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be a movie. It's so long, it could be an EP by itself. I don't know what it's going to be, but that record is incredible. So don't think for 1 second Andre 3000 is doing this instrumental album just because he ain't got no boss.
Okay.
Andre will ball you to death.
All right. Right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Yes.
Now, when we come back, let's get to the mix, the People's Choice Mix. We're taking your request, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, man. Thank y'all for listening to us this morning. And I want to salute once again to Amazon. You know, if you've been listening to The Breakfast Club for some years, you know, we started Change for Change like 4 or 5 years ago. And Change for Change is where we would just stay on the radio and raise money, you know, for different organizations. We did it for Harry Belafonte's Gathering for Justice movement. We did it for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund for HBCUs. We did it for Brandon Marshall's, you know, mental health organization. So, you know, we've been doing it for a while. And this year, we had somebody step up to assist us, and that was Amazon. You ever hear that thing about that analogy where they say if somebody sees you pushing a car, they get out and help you?
Yep.
That's what Amazon did for us this year. So, you know, we were taking care of everybody's, you know, holiday wish list, courtesy of Amazon. And yesterday, a lot of those people who we took care of, they came here for an event that we did at iHeart. And Swiss Beats and Nasir Dean were the people that we were having a conversation with. And, you know, the guests that had won their wish list on Amazon were here. And Amazon decided to give all those people $1,000.
So dope.
And then they turned around, because everybody could bring one person with them. They turned around and gave all of those people $1,000. So, man, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Amazon. We really appreciate you, you know, stepping up to do that for Breakfast Club this year for Change for Change.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, and I want to say a salute to my man, Mayor Tecklenburg, in Charleston, South Carolina. They're having a runoff on November 21st, I believe it is, man. And, you know, Mayor Tech is a good dude, you know, so they're having a runoff for mayor. And, you know, I hope that y'all go out there and support my man, Mayor Tech, man. Salute to Mayor Tecklenburg. Now, positive note is simply this. Decide what kind of life you really want. And then say no to everything that isn't that. You know why? Because as soon as you choose you, everything else chooses you too. This is the season of you. Have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.